horn.
Anyone around the horn?
CEF, good morning. Hey, for a little bit, driving down the road, so I have to jump out of the truck again. How you doing?
On the bag this morning, I'm from Placid. I got to overdraw my account. I got $1.97 in my account. I got a doctor's appointment. And there's a copay I can't pay. And they're like, well, it's our discretion. I said, no, you know what? I'm getting tired of Wells Fargo, the crappiest bank in the world. You know what? I wouldn't recommend Wells Fargo Bank to anybody.
I don't know that I would recommend too many banks. Bank of America has its own problems every time I turn around.
It's a social stupid bum. And the problem is, they don't care about the country, they just care about themselves. And you know what? Maybe someday something's going to backfire on their butts like it does on us.
It's nice, but I just don't know if that'll happen. About the only way, you get decent service like a credit union. But, and you know, still at the end of the day, it's a kind of a bank.
Football, remember, I can't do anything to get mine no matter what happens. I got my phone by the bank for a couple of reasons. And you know what? Let me tell you something. There is a way. You know how we're going to solve it? We're going to have to hit the darn streets. And you know what? Maybe people will.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, you never know what people end up doing.
The country's gone so darn backwards. And I'm not a political person. I lobbied the Capitol when I was a member of the National Veterans Supply when I was younger. And you know what? I've been treated second class all my life by a stupid bunch of jerks. And you know something? You get tired of it after a while.
I used to not really get involved with politics and follow it and stuff, and I had to get out of that. It's just too much. Sometimes it'll ruin you just following that.
If someone isn't willing to work for their own freedom, you know what happens if you're not willing to fight for freedom and stick up for it? You have neither freedom nor liberty. Remember that statement. I forgot which general said it. I remember a good statement by General Patton. And he said, patriotism dying for your country is making the other one die for theirs.
That statement before, and unfortunately it's true.
Funny, because we were on the air.
Oh, you got that right.
So I guess, here's the funny part about this. Well, I told the ladies back, I said, you know what? I'm tired of almost getting killed by jerks, medical professionals don't do their job. People in this country can't run a country. I got stuck in Connecticut one time on a bus, and a lady in hospice, which was 45 years old, brittle diabetic, and a pregnant lady helped drag me across country. I had $5 in my pocket. I had to borrow $1,500 to get home and everything else. And this lady, she lied and said she could handle it, and she was sicker than I was. And she was my care provider to get me across country. Coming from Connecticut. That's a long ride.
That's a little bit of a long haul.
I went to the bus station. I was so sick, I could barely get in the car. My buddy came to get me. And, I called the nurse to come look at me. I said, Kelly, I'm in trouble. She came over and she said, we're calling 911 right now. We're calling EMTs right now. Well, ambulance ride to the hospital, that was like, it's like $1,600.
I mean, even that pales in comparison to what it is nowadays a lot of times. I mean, the days of, I was in the fire department with this volunteer ambulance, and the only thing they really charged for was the supplies they used, and that was it. Now it's super expensive.
They ruined the volunteer fire department, which, you know, when I was in Connecticut, we had a real good volunteer fire department in Milford, and somebody didn't, you know, we had one of the best fire departments in the area, and real good, better than the paid ones, but the governor was a liberal moron, and he destroyed the volunteer service. So now New Milford doesn't have an ambulance service anymore. They got to pay for it, and the service is crappy in the town.
Spartanburg County, you know, EMS was staffed all the time, which is, you know, is understandable, but that's what kind of killed off the volunteer EMS. sites in Spartanburg County. I think there's still one or two going, but not many.
Some of the EMTs and EMS workers and fire, there's a lot of turnaround because the EMTs deal with a lot of crap, and you deal with that stuff every day, and it gets to you.
It's definitely true. It takes a special person to do it for free, basically.
Say a story about a friend of mine, Jimmy Kovacs. We were in Connecticut. I was working in a machine shop, and really one of the best engine builders I met. And I was working on a big block, and he said, he trusted Ryan and I in the shop with the other employees. He did. He said, Al, I don't want anyone but you and I and Ronnie working on my job. I said, okay, that's fine. Well, I was hauling a real bad block, and I overshot it by 1,000, and he was going in a mud bogger race. And the stupid Virginia racetrack didn't have any ambulance there to track. And the management, there were some people over the wall. And what happened was, Jerry had a bad day. The wrist had broken. His engine blew up. After that, driver up. We just got to keep his hang on. Driver up had the driver froze and the kill. He said the kill switch stuck. He went over the wall and he froze and hit the spectators. And Jimmy was the only one with EMT experience. He had saved anyone in 20 years. And he said he was running around with no help, trying to save people by himself at the track, trying to help people with supplies and do everything by himself. And he lost the girl that he went to lunch with, that Aunt Cobb's girl. And when I saw him after that at the shop, or at the we had a drink at the bar one night, and he was there, and I said, Jimmy, you're not doing this. And I said, no, I'm done. He lost it, and you know what? He kind of didn't care, and he took himself out.
That's the downside. I mean, you remember every single person you've lost. As a couple people, we ended up, CPR and everything, and I remember all of them. And I'm sure it's worse on people that like serving the military and stuff.
He hadn't done it in 20 years. He got out because he couldn't handle the stress anymore. And I remember talking to him when he entered the said, Jerry, was it my fault? I said, no. He said, I had a wrist and broke. And I felt so bad because there was nothing Jimmy could have done.
I'm pulling in the parking lot and I gotta jump out and run on into work. It's been good talking to you this morning. 7-3s, I hope you have a good day. And we'll catch you on another morning. This is KO4CEF and I'll be clear on your final.
He saved 6 out of the 7.